Available statistics reveals that there has been increasing cases of child labor in Nigeria since the outbreak of the coronavirus due to poverty, closure of schools and restriction on movement and daily activities by government. Some children found hawking on the streets spoke to Radio Nigeria, explaining that their families fed on the daily sales from the produce they hawk, hence they were on the streets from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening.
They use and feed myself.
Speaking on this trend, the executive director, Kit Tantin Resource Center, Martimeri Falano, explained that most abused cases were mostly recorded from children that hawk and engaged in labor, advocating for more laws aimed at protecting child's rights.
Sad, many cases of rape in Ondo State. Raping of girls, minors, raping of women, raping of human agents, and even killing of some after raping them in the state.
However, child labor in Nigeria is a serious offense, and against the law, the child rights law stipulates adequate punishment for perpetrators of child labor and abuses. It is in this regard that the chairperson, International Federation of Women Lawyers in Ondo State, FIDA, Mrs. Bola Ogundadegbe, is advocating establishment of gender desk to tackle child abuse in the state.
We have family courts in the magistrate court as well as in the high court, which deal with matters respecting children-related issues.
On our part, Chairperson Nigeria Association of Women Journalists, NAWOJ, Mrs. Doris Olumoko, appealed to mothers to be more vigilant and prevent their children from all forms of abuse.
Women are not meant to rape, and also transport you as mothers with our daughters.
The chairman, House Committee on Women Affairs and Social Development, Favour Tomomewo, said efforts were in top tier to domesticate the law that will further protect women and girls.
The need for federal government to declare a state of emergency on putting stop to sexual assault.
At a recent protest against abuses on women and girls, wife of the governor, Mrs. Betty Ayanwu Akeredolu, said governments will re-strategize to make the society more safe for women and girls. In Akure, Olufisoye, Adeniton, Radio Nigeria.